So going back, 660?
Mm-hmm.
660, yes. 24660, Weathersfield.
This one is off, right, 770?
Correct, he went through last night, yesterday.
I heard you say it, I just wasn't sure which one you said.
Yeah.
Morning.
Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Detective Justin Hilchuk, H-I-L-C-H-U-K.
Thank you. And a brief statement of your case, detective?
The appellant was denied 42424. He was denied because an SPRC check revealed a 2000 arrest for assault or threatening second and one disqualifier. He also didn't disclose that the issuing authority understands that on 10/1/25 that the laws did change. So that would not, so that would help him out in his favor. However, the application still says he wasn't arrested.
And what was the date of that, sir?
Date of what?
Of the misdemeanor?
It was 2000.
3/4/2000.
I'm sorry.
3/4/2000.
Thank you. And a brief statement of your case, sir?
Yes.
This is very, very brief at this point.
Okay. The statement is that when it comes to putting the application, that arrest, I truly didn't remember that case in particular. I think that's the only case that I have got in my life, so that's.
Detective, your case in chief?
Simple as that.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Are there questions?
4/2/9.
Are there questions you'd like to ask the detective?
Hang on a second. Why were you forced to deny?
It was an automatic disqualifier.
It's not, though.
At the time it was, the application. Handgun disqualifier, assault third.
No, even then it was 20, even then it was 20 years.
Correct, when the laws changed on 10/1.
10/1 changed to 8 years.
Yes.
But before that it was 20.
Yep.
This is 2000?
Yep.
And 2025, so.
And then he didn't disclose it.
Didn't disclose it, but it was not an automatic disqualifier even when he applied.
Yes, we were forced because he didn't.
Okay. You're not forced when he. Right.
Well, when you lie.
You're not forced. That's a suitability issue and you can decide to.
Correct.
The point I'm getting at is you're not forced to because there are no automatic disqualifiers. It's based on him failing to disclose it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, when you lie on an application, we will not pass you through. Simple as that.
If he had disclosed it, would you have issued a permit, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the only.
Didn't disclose it.
Okay.
And did you call him and ask him or try to find out why? See if he had a reason?
I don't think so.
No. That's all.
Wild.
Yep. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
And now I've forgotten where we were procedurally. Were you cross-examining?
No, he had no cross-examination.
He had no cross.
You had no cross-examination.
Just had a clarification.
So then it's questions from the board. So your case, sir?
My case, when it came to this, and again, is because this, I'm a young, I came here 14 years old in Puerto Rico, right? I got married at 16. By the time I was 23, I believe 22, I got divorced and then I started hanging out with this person. And at the time, to be quite frankly, if I knew what I know now, this would not be even a case. I have not ever been a violent person. I have never had any case. I grew up in a Christian family. After this case, truly is that I failed my school. I became an electrician. In the company that I worked for, I did my apprenticeship. I became foreman there. Currently, I'm working with Trinity Solar. I'm a manager there. At one point, I was managing 25 crews. Each crew got five employees dealing with customers at the time. So I'm a law-abiding citizen. I didn't ask anything that it wasn't my right as a citizen. That's my case.
Would you like to cross-examine, sir? Questions from the board.
What town do you live in now?
Right now I live in New Haven. I'm moving back to Weathersfield next month. To the same address that I got in regular 646 last week.
So what do we do with that?
You can't issue it.
Current residence.
Yeah.
So unfortunately your current residence is not the town.
Oh God.
So that's the problem.
I don't want to label this is true.
Otherwise you did very well because there's really nothing prohibiting you at this point. But the problem is where is your current domicile? Where do you live? Like, did you change your addresses on your...
I changed my... Yes, in my work I did. So here's the thing about where I work, right? Where I live. The house that I own is in 646 Nass Street. That's my house, right?
Where do you live?
I live in Meriden.
Not New Haven.
I'm sorry. Meriden, that's where I live, Meriden.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
234 Sherman Avenue, Meriden.
Okay, we can't grant you the permit.
Unfortunately.
Because of the...
Because you don't live in the town.
Because you don't live in the town.
You have to apply.
The board doesn't issue the permit. The board orders the issuing authority to issue it. And by law, they can't issue it to someone who doesn't live in their jurisdiction.
That's fair.
That's
if law. Once I move back to... Once I move back to Weatherfield next month, what do I do?
Well, you can reapply.
Okay.
In which case, if you do, list your record.
Yes.
reveal this information.
Reveal that arrest. No, for sure.
Because, like he said, there's nothing.
As of 1/9, when the SPRC was pulled, it still shows threatening second. Doesn't show the assault threatening second. So, if you apply again, I'll just tell the guy that does it now.
Just make sure you list it.
None of it matters, but unless you get it erased.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
You could also look at getting it erased, which is huge. I would go through the Board of Pardons. You go to our website, and there's a link to it, and that way you can just get the record erased so it doesn't even exist anymore, which would be nice.
That'd be great.
Okay, well, they have the process there, so.
But for today, you need to withdraw your appeal to us so that you don't have a denial from us on your record.
And then I got to go through the same process officer, just do the application. Again.
After you move
and
back.
When you move back.
When you live there.
When
yeah.
You
it's all. It's
where
all
you live.
Next,
that's
next,
fine.
As a matter of fact, probably a few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. So are you withdrawing your appeal here today then?
Sure, yeah, because of the address I have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You
can talk
good
to
luck.
The sergeant, but it sounds like everything should be go when you're living back in Weatherfield.
Yeah.
I don't do the pistol permits anymore, but.
It's all documented.
Okay.
At, so.
Just need the record clear, and it should be anybody.
Either that or select.
Or just check yes
check
for arrest.
Right.
And write what it is. That's
no
all.
Problem.
Then you're good to go.
Okay.
And you do have to say you were denied before.
Okay.
Because
yes.
That's
yes.
On the application.
Yes.
Have you ever been denied or revoked?
Do I have to state it was because of the address? Or just.
Well, no, it's not.
Not
it's
for
not original.
Failing
it's
to disclose
the
arrest.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, the reason.
And just explain it. Yeah, it's not whether you were denied the board.
Right.
Weathersfield denied you. That's what you have to
you
report.
Haven't been denied here.
Okay.
You
right.
Withdrew.
Just us.
You have
right.
Been denied.
And so it's going to be you withdrew. You were denied for omitting an arrest or a conviction.
Okay.
I think if you talk to Weatherfield's
yes.
A good PD. If you
yeah.
Talk to the detective, I'm sure they could walk
yeah.
You through it too and help you out.
I appreciate it. Thank
yeah.
You so much.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a good day.
Thank you.